Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24/7 home of the black and gold, SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I am Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson, and this is The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio, and it's time for the fantasy football focus. And since we were at training camp the last 3.5 weeks, we didn't do a whole lot of fantasy here, so we got a lot of catching up here to do for everybody. And we'll start by mock drafting again today. We'll do this every day, and we're going to pick in a different spot,
right,
to kind of take everybody through
the next 12 days.
Yeah, because you get a different look no matter where you're at there. And so
that brings me to a quick point.
Okay,
to pull back the curtain a little, is Dale invited me to an old school, this has been going on 20-some years, fantasy
this
league.
This will be the 29th year.
29, and it'll be my first. I guess a spot opened, I'm in. And there's been a little smack talk back and forth, and, you know, a natural rivalry between the Lollies and Williamson teams. And then we pick numbers this week, and it comes out, you have 6, I have 7.
Correct.
So I kept thinking, I'm like, is our first mock draft, should we avoid the middle? You know, are we just going to tell each one exactly what we really, or am I going to hold back a pick in the third round? I'm not going to tell you. And I decided I'm just going to be flat out
Look,
honest.
We've done so many shows together that
it doesn't make a
difference. We know who each of us likes, who we don't like.
I didn't like to get that. I was picking that shit. I'm like, and in the odd rounds,
we're also in the same division. We have three divisions. In the 3-4 team divisions, and you and I are in the what apparently is the old AFC North here. Because
yeah, but I do think it's interesting that when we actually do it, I'm going to keep track of how many times you stole the guy I was about to. You know, and it might be half the rounds.
You'll do it to me the other half when you're picking. Yeah, that will be how it goes. I can guarantee you that right now.
So we at one? Is that the plan?
We're starting
tomorrow
off at one.
Two, and okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
PPR, snake draft, basic one quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, a tight end, then one flex, defense special teams, kicker, and 6 on the bench. It's a little different from our rules. We start 3 wide receivers,
okay,
but that's
okay.
Fine.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right. Doesn't
change things too much. I think McCaffrey's the first pick overall, but I think I'm going to lose that argument, and I'm not going to fight incredibly hard to win the argument.
All right. So, actually, that's what their suggestion is here.
Really? He's starting to gain a little more steam.
Yeah.
But I understand Taylor. I mean, Taylor's safer. I get the injury stuff. I think we had this conversation a week or two ago.
If they're both healthy the entire season, I think Christian McCaffrey outscores Taylor, because he's going to probably catch 100 passes.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
I mean, he's scored more than like any running back in history. I mean, he's a ridiculous fantasy producer.
But the first thing that I said there, if he stays healthy
100%,
for us.
100%, right.
You know, and that's, we'll take McCaffrey. That's
fine. Oh, wow.
Neither one of us have that pick in our draft. So.
I wouldn't mind having 2 and just
take the one that doesn't get picked.
Yeah. I'd rather pick 2 than 1.
Okay. So now things get interesting here because, well, a lot of backs were taken.
So this is a 24th pick.
Yeah, so
a big gap.
It was Taylor went 2nd, Najee Harris 3rd, Austin Ekeler 4, Derrick Henry 5, Cooper Kupp 6, Dalvin Cook 7, Justin Jefferson 8, Jamar Chase 9, DeAndre Swift 10, Joe Mixon 11, Travis Kelce at 12.
Okay, and nothing too outlandish there.
But then the backs that went in round 2, Kamara, Aaron Jones, Josh Allen went 2-5. Aaron Jones went at 2-6, Nick Chubb at 2-8, Saquon Barkley at 2-9, Cam Akers at 2-10, Javonte Williams at 2-11.
Ouch.
Yeah.
So I would love to take a back with one of these two picks.
Well, the top back's available.
And this is what's going to be a problem.
Leonard Fournette, Ezekiel Elliott, James Conner, Travis Etienne. I got no problem taking Etienne there.
I don't either. I would not take Elliott.
No.
He's fourth for me.
And I don't want Fournette.
Fournette's
okay, but...
Fournette and Conner are the same guy to me.
Pretty much. That's
a
good way to put it.
Their usage is awesome. I don't trust them as far as I can throw them. They both have injury heavy. They're just not great players. They're good players.
Well, let's remember, we have two picks. We have back-to-back picks here. Mm-hmm. So it really doesn't matter. Keenan Allen available, Tyreek Hill available.
I prefer Hill to Allen.
Yeah. I don't mind getting Tyreek this low. I don't want him higher than this.
No, this is about where I'd consider him.
Mike Evans, Michael Pittman.
At
tight
guys.
End, Mark Andrews available. Kyle Pitts available.
I prefer Pitts to Andrews, but I'm on an island there.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like if we don't use a tight end pick here, we're probably waiting.
We're probably going to end up, stuck.
I think we have to take one of the running backs and probably Tyreek.
My running back suggestion would be to take Travis Etienne.
Okay.
At that point, with all the other guys gone.
He's going to catch a lot of balls.
Yeah.
And the reports have been great. I don't have a problem with that.
And then take Tyreek there?
Yeah.
Okay, that works.
Passing on Andrews and Pitts is going to hurt somewhere.
That's a pretty good foundation, though.
But that's a nice
trio. I mean, you're sitting there with McCaffrey and Tyreek.
Right.
McCaffrey and Tyreek Hill. If Tyreek Hill does go off, likely, they didn't trade for him and pay him all that money to not use him.
No, right.
He's
going to
catch passes. It's
then
just not going to.
Might be right the line of scrimmage.
It's just not going to be like it was.
Right.
All right, we're back up here again. Again, we have back-to-back
picks.
Most
drafts, he doesn't last to 24.
Right.
I mean, he's a second-round pick all day long.
Yeah. And Dalton Schultz is a top tight end available, so we did miss out on the...
I figured there's five that go pretty quick.
Yeah. Wide receiver, the top guys available, Cortland Sutton, Brandon Cooks, DK Metcalf, Allen Robinson.
I think we take at least one of them.
Okay, let me see who else
is openers.
Michael Thomas, Marquise Brown, how much farther? Darnell Mooney,
Judy. Consider two of them.
Amon-Ra St. Brown, Rashad Bateman. I don't hate going running back here again.
I don't either. I think you got to take one of the receivers. I don't think any of the tight ends are worth it. I think it's early for me for quarterback, and I don't even care to look. But I would say one or two receivers, and if you don't go two receivers, another back is really interesting.
Well, I'm hating the backs.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
there's not even like a Breece Hall.
It's drying up quickly here. So here's what's available at running back. J.K. Dobbins.
He's not going to play a whole preseason.
Josh Jacobs. A.J. Dillon. Elijah Mitchell. Chase Edmonds. Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Kareem Hunt. Miles Sanders. Tony Pollard. Rashad Penny. Cordell Patterson. Damian Harris.
Backs are going really fast.
They're going super fast here.
But I don't think any of those guys are worth this pick. I mean, if there's one you like, I could be convinced because I love taking a third back in this situation, but I just wish I liked
the name better. Let me throw this at you. Lamar Jackson here with one of these picks.
Interesting. How many quarterbacks are gone, do we know?
Probably
three or four.
At this point, Herbert.
Allen
is three.
Early.
Allen, Herbert, and then Mahomes are gone.
I think I would take DK and Allen Robinson. DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
But there's going to be receivers this next go-round that would be very comfortable starting.
See, I might lean towards Brandon Cooks as one of those picks. Because
that's fine.
You know what he is.
He's solid.
Safe.
He's very solid.
It's a double off the fence.
Yep.
You know what he's going to do.
You would take him over Metcalf.
I don't want Metcalf. The quarterback situation scares the hell out of me.
I know. I'm just betting on talent. They may be the worst offense in the league. Like, I trust the Houston offense more than
Seattle. He might catch three passes a game. Now, once every other game, one of those might be a 60-yard catch.
Yeah.
But it could be three catches a game.
I'm cool with Cooks.
Whereas I know Cooks is going to...
He's going to end up with 1,200 yards, like, every year.
Yeah.
You know.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay.
I'm an Allen Robinson believer. I don't like what we're looking at, though. I don't love using up all three of our receivers this early because there's going to be
There'll be some value there. That's how I kind of like, okay, Lamar's sitting there. That's not.
He's a big-time producer.
Top of the fifth round.
Mm-hmm.
This is earlier.
He's probably the best value.
It's earlier than I would like to do it, but
right.
Again, he's.
I don't like those backs at all, and I hate the tight ends. Yeah, that's fine. Come back and get a receiver next round, and hopefully, because
there's a good chance we won't get that value at quarterback.
It's one of the things I don't like about picking on the ends.
Tom Brady just went.
Yeah,
like there was a run on quarterbacks there,
that's what we wanted. It was kind of start that run.
Yeah, and that's what happened. But we got the best guy still available.
Yeah, so he's way better than Brady.
I mean, Russell Wilson's now the top quarterback available.
I wouldn't be comfortable with Wilson.
Dak Prescott, Trey Lance, Matthew Stafford. I wouldn't mind a
Lamar's 2 tiers above those guys.
Lamar and Trey Lance as a okay,
but yeah, Lamar's 2 tiers above.
I'm going to play Lamar every week unless Trey Lance is an absolute star.
So are we up again?
We are up again here. The running back's available.
I almost feel like we have to go.
Ooh. A.J. Dillon's still sitting there.
I think I'd do that.
Yeah. I mean, that's a no-brainer there.
I considered him last time because they were going so fast.
No, that's a no-brainer.
I just thought it was too early.
And then we got the wide receiver position still open here. Let's see what's available. Rashad Bateman. We could stack.
I'd be fine with that.
We could stack that.
Yeah.
Juju Smith-Schuster, Elijah Moore, Devontae Smith. Who else is there? Hunter Renfro.
I actually like Juju a lot more for fantasy than I do real life.
Yeah.
I mean, they're talking about him like he's truly the one.
Although they're already working on that knee.
I know he didn't play this last week either, even though all the starters did. I think Bateman's the pick.
Drake London's still available.
He's below those guys.
How about this one? Christian Kirk.
Kirk's pretty high on my list, too. Kirk versus Juju's a conversation.
That's a conversation. I think Kirk's going to be their number one.
Oh, I do, too. I prefer Bateman, but Kirk would be fine with me. I think that offense would be better than people think, and he's going to get a lot of targets.
I wouldn't mind getting both of those guys. The question is, are you going to get both of the, like, if you don't take Bateman here, you probably aren't going to get him.
I don't think you'll get him, yeah.
All right, I'll take Bateman.
That's fine. Kirk would have been all right, too.
Now we get that stack there with the Ravens.
Yeah, that's a nice hookup, right.
Let's see what this looks like here when we get back around, and... Okay, we're back on the clock. Top receivers available. Chris Olave, Chase Claypool, Russell Gage, Tyler Boyd.
Claypool's my favorite of that group.
Garrett Wilson, Jacoby Myers, Sky Moore.
Yeah.
Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
I like Claypool the most of those.
Devontae Parker.
What about the tight end situation?
Yeah, we should probably do that at some point here.
All right. Like if Goddard or Hawkinson's still there, I doubt they will be, but.
Let's see here. Actually, they're both still there.
Are they?
Hawkinson and
I've gone back and forth 100 times which one I like better.
You can take them both here. I don't know if that's the way to go. But
I don't know if that's smart.
Who
do you like? I think the Eagles will throw the ball more than they did, but it's not going to be a high-volume passing
game. Yeah.
I like both football players a lot. They both have a lot of mouths to feed in those offenses. So I'm totally 50-50 on those two, but... I'm kind of happy we have even one of them as an option at this point.
Yeah. Well, let's see who the suggested pick here for us is. The suggested pick is Kareem Hunt. No. So we're going to take one of those two tight ends, Hawkinson, Goddard. The suggestion is to take Hawkinson.
Okay.
We'll go with their suggestion. It's 52% to 35% Hawkinson over Goddard.
They're truly 50-50 to me.
Now that we've taken Hawkinson, now Goddard is 70%.
Nah.
Let's see here. Overall, I kind of like Chris Olave here as a dart.
Okay. Would you rather do that than Kareem Hunt?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, our receivers aren't real, super set.
I think he could end up being the number one down there.
I think it's possible. All the reviews have been really high, too.
Yeah.
And Thomas is hard to trust.
Let's go ahead and do that. Rookie receivers are tough to trust, but
no, right. They have a lot invested in them.
Yeah. We'll find a running back down here that we probably like.
Having Dylan as our third is kind of nice.
That's nice.
I would like to pick one up soon.
Absolutely. Let's take a look here now. We're back up. Ooh. James Cook available.
Yeah, interesting.
Nyheim Hines, Daryl Henderson, Alexander Mattison, J.D. McKissick, Kenneth Gainwell.
Would you consider two of them here and just be done with
it? I definitely would. Yeah, then I would be done with it. Cook's my thoughts would be... will be Cook and Gainwell.
I like both those, yeah.
Let's go ahead.
Let's do it.
Let's do that. Cook?
This is PPR too, right?
Yes.
I like Miles Sanders, but Gainwell might be their biggest fantasy producer at the end of the year.
I think so. I think he'll run the chance. He may end up running the ball more, and he's the tougher runner. All right, we're back up here at 12 and 13.
How many rounds?
We go 15, I believe.
15, so we got... A kicker and a 15. Defense, and these two picks, right?
These two picks are our
last position guys. Do we need a backup tight end or quarterback? I don't know that we need them.
I don't know that we need them either, but it's always nice to take just because. But here's my thoughts on this, since we're at the ends here. Take your kicker and your defense here, and then just take the backup tight end and quarterback.
If you could pick a litter, right?
Because
I'd be more apt to do that with defense than kicker, but...
But here's the thing, Justin Tucker's available.
Okay.
That's the one guy that you would make that move for.
Yeah, that might get you two or three more points a game.
You know he's gonna have 6 or 7 50 plus yarders this year.
No, I'm cool with that. I figured he'd been taken already.
All right. And then defense, the 49ers are the top defense available. The Colts, the Patriots, the Saints, all fine defenses, Broncos, Chargers, Packers.
See, I have the Packers as my one. I just did quick defensive ranks the other day. And
they do get to play the Lions and the Bears twice each.
First-round picks everywhere.
Yeah.
But we're going to do 12 segments of these in a row every day. We're going to end up with the Packers every time because they're not ranked in the top 10 in hardly any of these sites. And I think they're the best one.
49ers strength of schedule is number 8 side of that.
They're always the top of the league in pass rush, too, and... I think the Chargers are another one I'll end up with a lot. Chargers and Packers are the ones I think I'll own the most with my second to last round pick.
But well, the experts say to take the 49ers.
The Niners are super high on the list, too.
All right. Well, let's take them.
Yeah.
All right. So we're really good on special teams here. We should win that every week.
Yeah. So I don't know that we have to go tight end quarterback if it's, you know, like I'm not taking Baker Mayfield just to take him type of guy, but if there's an interesting upside quarterback, I'm all ears.
How about Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah, that's an easy one. He's a run too.
It's Tua, Trevor Lawrence, Jameis Winston, Matt Ryan.
He's by far the best one.
That's a no brainer.
A lot of people have Tua high, and I don't see.
I don't get it. At tight end, Noah Fant, Albert O.
I like Albert O much more than Fant.
David Njoku, Gerald Everett. Tyler Higbee.
Albert O would be my choice of those.
Rob Tonyan.
Is there a running back or receiver that shouldn't still be there?
Evan Engram, Logan Thomas, who just came back.
Yeah, so he's active now.
Dante Foreman. Nico Collins still available. Corey Davis. Running back, you're looking at Gus Edwards. I don't think he's going to be. But Sony Michel. Zamir White.
He might be the one before it's said and done.
He might be. Kenyon Drake, no.
Drake just got released 1 minute ago.
Yeah. Boston Scott. He's actually, right now, he got snapped before Gainwell.
I heard that. They seem to like him.
Yeah. It must be Chuba Hubbard. We did take McCaffrey.
Right. I guess that's a good point. I think Foreman's a two, though.
Yeah.
I would lean Zamir White or
Trey Sermon, Dearness Johnson.
He's a third string guy, though.
I know.
Bad offense. I know this.
They're
going to
run the ball like
pick
crazy.
Of the draft. I mean, but
Damian Harris, Jeff Wilson Jr.
He looks like the two there. But
I tell you what, I kind of like Nico Collins there.
I do, too. We have Brandon Cooks, but I don't think that matters.
I don't think it matters. Right. Yeah. I mean, we're probably never going to play them both at the same time. But
No, Nico's definitely a breakout candidate for me. I've picked him up in Dynasty left and right. He's the number two receiver there. They're going to be losing a lot. Big, strong, fast. No, I think he'll be on a lot of my teams. Do it.
All right, we'll take that. I think he has the best value right now. We know he's a starter.
Mm-hmm. I already considered him a couple rounds ago.
We got a good grade. An A- on that one. 92 out of 100.
Wow.
Quarterback Lamar Jackson, running back Christian McCaffrey, and Travis Etienne. I like that duo. Backs.
Yeah, this could be a lot of catches.
Tyreek Hill and Brandon Cooks are starting wide receivers. That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Tight end is T.J. Hockenson. Flex is A.J. Dillon. Our defense is San Francisco. The kicker, Justin Tucker. On the bench, we got Rashad Bateman, Chris Olave, James Cook, Kenneth Gainwell, Trevor Lawrence, and Nico Collins.
I would probably play Bateman over Dillon as the flex right away.
Yeah, because we got the stack.
Right.
And we're gonna.
Yeah. I think Bateman's gonna catch a lot of balls.
Yeah, that's not a bad. That's not a bad team.
I'll take it.
Who likes it here? So we got a 95 from Pat Fitzmaurice, who looks like he's 12. Derek Brown gave us a 95 grade on that one. Matthew Friedman gave us a 92 out of 100. Andrew Erickson gave us an 88 out of 100. And Joe Pasapia, who looks like the only adult of that group, gave us an 81 out of 100. He didn't like our draft as
much. He wasn't as big, huh?
No.
Okay. I would take it.
That's not a bad football team. I would take that one. You could win a lot of games.
If Kaepernick stays healthy, you'll be hard to beat with him and Lamar every week. I mean,
you're going to have 250. You can pencil in 250 rushing yards for your team every week.
Right. I mean, between Lamar and McCaffrey, their floor is so high.
You know,
it's week after week. And assume McCaffrey plays, which I think he will. He'd be my first pick.
And I think Travis Etienne is going to...
He may have some down games, but he may have some big ones, too.
Well, here's the nice thing about that, too, is we took Trevor Lawrence as our backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some stackage there, too, on that week when we have to play those guys.
So we want Bateman and Etienne catching a lot of balls.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think they will.
I think they will, too. I think, you know, we'll see. You know, we got a couple of rookies there in Olave and James Cook. We don't know exactly what those two guys are going to do.
One of the two hits, that's great.
That's great. Fantastic, yeah. But, no, not a bad group there. Again, Tucker is your kicker. He's the one guy I would consider
extra bonus there,
taking
right?
earlier than, you know, before the last round. Other than that, just take a guy in the last round. Who cares? Tucker's different.
We had this Hockenson-Goddard conversation, too, and I think they're both fine. But most weeks, your opponent's going to have a better tight end than you.
Yeah.
But not all of them. You know, you're not the worst in the league at it. But I wish we were a little better there. You know, obviously, if like Olave or Cook or one of those guys really comes on strong, maybe we can turn them and Hockenson into Kittle or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, that's.
That's the place I'd be looking to get a bump.
That's what you could do there. I don't love Kittle though this year.
I was thinking like Waller or Kittle. Like you won't turn him into Kelce probably.
I don't know that Kittle's going to be markedly better than Hockenson.
There's a lot of mixed feelings on Kittle too, just because the volume.
The volume. I mean, there's a lot of mouths to feed out there.
Ayuk, he misses off the charts.
Yeah, he misses some games every year. Like,
blocks a lot. Physical guy.
But there's going to be some games where I think Hockenson's going to have 6 or 7 catches. 3 or 4
I do too.
Yeah, I mean, he has that kind of potential.
Mm-hmm. And he's flashed. He just hasn't been consistent. I think that
remember, Hockenson was the guy coming out. Kittle was the number 2 in Iowa.
Right.
So.
No, they're different years.
I'm thinking Fant.
That was Fant.
Yeah, him and Fant.
Right. But Kittle was 5th-round pick, and Hockenson was like the 10th pick.
No,
he could have a fine year. It's just the one position where it's not like, we're set.
See, I don't think this year, like last year, there were times before they kind of open things up a little bit. Like, he was the only passing threat in their offense.
It was him and Swift catching everything.
Yeah.
They had no receivers.
Well, now they got some receivers there, so maybe things get opened up a little bit more.
Well, I think they'll throw the ball more. Yeah. I don't think they're just going to try to grind it out like they did against the Steelers and, you know, first 1-10 wins type of thing.
Yeah.
It's just St. Brown came on so strong.
That's fine. So maybe now teams shift their defense to St. Brown a little bit more. That opens things up for Hockenson.
I bet St. Brown's their leading receiver. Which
is fine.
There's not many tight
ends. But if Hockenson catches 70 passes, that's...
Oh, I think you take that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if there's a couple of touchdowns involved there.
Yeah. So, not a bad team at
all. No, I like it.
We'll do it again tomorrow. We'll draft out of the 2-hole.
Okay.
So if you're picking 2nd in your fantasy draft, you'll want to hear tomorrow's show. We'll take you through what we would do in that situation. But, Matt, that is going to do it for the drive today. So, for my partner, Matt Williamson, I am Dale Lally. We appreciate you listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.